This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And now a story about a big effort by a small town in Western Mass. We came across an online video yesterday made by some residents of Shutesbury. The video is an appeal for money to build a new library because their current 110-year-old building is cramped and so out of date it has no plumbing.
But it obviously has the hearts of the people of Shutesbury. In the video, you see the interior and the exterior of the old library, but more than that, you really get a sense as to how much the people love it. The library's director is Marianne Antonellis.
The Spear Library was built in 1902 when the population of Shutesbury was about 400 people. It's 900 square feet. It doesn't have any running water. The population of Shutesbury is now almost 1,800 people. We're really trying to build a library that will serve the current population as well as the population of the future. We have 12,000 items in our collection. The sad thing is that for every one new item that we add, we have to discard one. We often are forced to discard items that are still relevant just simply for lack of space.
Everybody, let's jump. Everybody, let's jump. Let's jump.
We have a couple of eclectic items like you see in many libraries. We have fishing poles. We were the first library in the state to offer a fishing pole loan service. And this year we have a little chemistry kit loan program. We have 20 little chemistry kits and little plastic boxes. The town of Shutesbury was awarded a grant for $2.1 million. The total cost of the new library is $3.5 million, and the town needs to come up with $1.4 million. Before the video was launched, we had raised $182,000 through local fundraising efforts, and since the video was launched about a week ago, we have raised $6,500.
And that was Marianne Antonellis, director of the Town Library in Shutesbury. And the song you're hearing was written by one of the library's volunteers. You can watch their video, it's only a couple of minutes long, on our website, radioboston.org.